see what he can do, and he just let us kind of go wherever we wanted to do. He was agreeable to almost anything. So the startup cost for Carl, of course, to get in that kind of business, you got to have a computer. I wish I had a computer. Anyway, I hope you can use that. A diagnostic computer to put in so that you can tell what's going to happen. So he's going to get one for about $1,300. Licensing fees, $50. Tools, Carl has most of his tools now because that's what he is, a mechanic, and he uses most of all of his tools. But he's still another $2,000 worth of tools. A nice hoist, which he doesn't have now. They'd like to have another $5,000. Insurance, $1,200 for the first month. Then some legal costs just to make sure he gets into it right and go talk to an attorney, $1,500. So we're right at $12,000 for some startup costs. That sound right, Carl?
Sounds good. So we're looking for personal.
And he says, I can't come up with any of that. So we're gonna come up with a loan for him for $12,000, and just try to keep it simple at 6%. You can't get it for 6%, but at least you can say it's one. We'd get him in there for 1% a month. Just throw that in there. Rent, $750. He's going to charge himself $750, even though he doesn't have to pay. He's got his garage down there, but he's going to charge, for $750, he can pay himself. Utilities, $300. Telephone, $70. Insurance, $100 a month. Protect himself. Taxes, $150. And the loan is going to cost you about $1,300 a month. So we're talking about $2,670 or $2,700 a month is what he's going to have in costs. Now he says, I said, okay, Carl, what do you work? And, Carl's kind.
Yeah, he is.
And so not much of a salesman when it comes to that. He'd probably do it for free if you asked him to. But we talked him into, no, he couldn't do that. In fact, he could probably charge more than most people would because he would trust him. You go down
honest.
To the local motor shop, and it isn't Maskey Motors, and you come away not with what you thought was wrong, but everything else that they could convince you was wrong with your car.
Exactly.
And you know how all that goes. Carl would be honest. You'd take it down there, and whatever he said was, you'd pay him a good price to do that. He's going to charge an hourly rate, not by the job, but he's going to charge an hourly rate. You trust Carl to do that, and I think any of us would pay him $60 an hour to do that. And that's probably cheap if you wanted to go hire a mechanic. But Carl, we couldn't get him much higher than that. Actually, he started out at 40, we got him up to 60. So, and he says, I'm not a young man anymore. I can probably only go about 6 hours for the day. And so he could earn himself $360. And we haven't even put in there, and I'm sure that many of you would care less, but he could probably get his parts at some markdown and get that. And it would be meaningless to you one way or the other, because if you went down and got the part, you'd probably pay for what he charged you anyway. But we won't put that in there. So he has $1,800 a day that he would earn, or about $2,200 a month.
A week.
And
I
then
quit my job.
$1,800 a week or $7,200 a month, and his expenses of $2,700, he comes out to right around $2,200. A month that he would
Is that profit
invest.
Or take home?
That's for his profit.
Invest.
Well, but he's got to pay taxes on it.
Well, I figured in his taxes.
Oh. Oh, okay.
He's home free with that.
Okay.
How much does he take home?
6 months.
His paycheck per month.
What's that?
6 months. He's up almost.
And Carl is at a point to where this would make it work. We just have to convince him now that he just knows to go clean out his garage and open it up, put Maskey motors on
now
there.
That's a challenge. Been there.
I've only been talking to him for 25 years about that, yes.
How long does he have to work to pay back the $13,000 loan so that his profits go up even higher?
Well, however, if he wants to put it all back in there, He's, in a month's time, he's made $4,500 free and clear in a month's time.
Well, but here's my point. He has children that could eventually take over his business.
Okay,
right?
Brother Cousins, you're way out in front of us. We haven't put we haven't put the kids in there. This is him doing it.
That's right.
And, but he could retire.
And if he wants to to enlarge that and to expand his business with his kids there, that could only go up. And because he can bring in more business, his overhead is not very high. Yeah. Now, whether he'd have to go out and get a shop of some sort, probably, if he brought his boys in, that would be a different story. Yes.
That was my question. Is his residence zoned for business?
Yeah. Yes. He's probably okay with what he's doing there in his shop. If he would get his boys going in, he'd probably end up with a problem.
But you said $750 a month for a unit, didn't you?
No, for his garage.
For his garage.
Yeah, paying himself.
He's paying himself.
Yeah, he's just paying himself. You don't do this for nothing.
Good. That's right.
No. I mean, a location with a jack and the whole thing.
Well, no. What I said, he's paying himself $750 a month. But when you the hoist, he's paying $5,000 to get that in there. That's one of his costs for his loan.
And on his property.
Yes, on his. But if he goes out, he can still. It's already $750 for the shop if he wants to go out and get it.
Right.
But he's free and clear, $4,500 a month, close to, you know, somewhere around $50,000 a year. And so you ask how long
it's 6 hours a day.
What's that?
It's 6 hours a day.
That's 6 hours a day.
Times 5 days.
But no vacation.
No, but that's why he's going to bring the boys in. Bring the boys in.
Well, but Brother Kuzmich, he says that he can do with much less than that. And so if he wanted to take a week for vacation, it probably wouldn't
work. We've got to make sure.
And he still has his loan paid off. We made the comment over here in very short order because he only has $12,000 loan. Yes.
I think that your estimate is wrong. He's worth at least $80 an hour.
Well, we know that.
You convinced me of that.
Because I know what his service is worth.
And all of us, you know, the thing of it is, all of us need to understand that are sitting in this room, and Carl has the same problem that most of us do, and we talked about that, friends and family, etc. Carl's been doing it for people for so long, he thinks that he's charging too much when he charges you $30 an hour. So
now, I notice that there's no expense for marketing, and I think it's because he has such a following in his own backyard, well, usually his own community, both in the church and in the community, he has zero expense for marketing. It'll all be word of mouth, repeat business.
That's
right,
exactly,
right from day one.
That's exactly the reason why we didn't put that in there, is because he does have a following. He turns away more business now than he does or he gives it to his boys to do.
And number two, if he needs upfront cost, he's also got people in the community who know him well. He's an honest, straight up guy, and they would invest very quickly in loaning the money.
So anyway,
here you go, Carl.
Does that all make sense?
Tell Excel to take a hike.
Oh, this is while working with Excel.
You can't do 6 hours.
Yeah, this really, he could almost do that right now with him working for Excel. I think it would probably 6 hours a day with working that you'd wear yourself out.
Yeah,
I don't think you can.
Then you can switch.
Anybody have any other questions? It really is not all that hard to, when you just sit down, you have to make sure. I wouldn't have been able to do that without his help because I don't know what he needs.